From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, located in San Francisco, is preparing to hear a case that will decide whether President Donald Trump's temporary ban on immigration from seven countries should remain suspended. A federal judge in Seattle Friday suspended key parts of the president's plan. The appeals court refused to set aside the judge's ruling until after it hears the case, and that means travel from Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen continues for the time being. Nearly 100 companies, two states, and two former U.S. secretaries of state have filed friend-of-the-court arguments against the ban. The three-judge panel is expected to rule fairly quickly. Legal analysts say the case will likely end up in the Supreme Court. A delegation of experts is meeting in Kazakhstan to discuss the ceasefire agreement in Syria. Representatives from Russia, Turkey, Iran, and the United Nations held the first meeting of the Joint Operational Group. They are discussing various issues, including how to monitor the ceasefire agreement and prevent violations, as well as how to ensure the safe delivery of humanitarian aid.
Quand chacun aura vu que le procès qui m'est fait est un procès...
French presidential candidate François Fillon says he will continue his campaign despite media reports that he paid his wife an unjustified salary for 15 years while he was member of parliament. Claiming his wife was paid fairly for the work she did, Fillon only apologized for the error of judgment in employing his family, but said his wife's salary was perfectly justified for a woman with a training in law. This is VOA News.